And with me is Mark Sambo. He chairs the Cook County Grammaray Economic Development Authority, and you folks met last night, and you sold a lot.
Yes, we did. That's kind of nice.
Economy must be improving.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, right.
Fine Finishing Paint and Coatings, LLC, bought a lot. It's up on the upper part of the business park, and it's start. I mean, is the first one. We'd like to sell many more, and we're hoping that if anybody out there wants to buy a lot, to come and make us an offer. I mean, it's still in the economy where it's down. Mm-hmm. People have said, "Oh, the lots are too expensive." Well, I think it's time for us and as the EDA and the city to say, let's get these lots sold. So,
yep. You do have a request for a giveaway, though.
We have a couple of those.
Yes,
but people would love to have the lots for free.
Yeah, Cook County Local Energy Project is looking at locating up there.
Right, and that's that's a good project. And I think in the last couple times we've met with them, one of the things they did say to us was, if you can't give it to us, what will it cost? And one of the stipulations at the beginning of these lots was the cost per lot to pay for the improvements that were done, like the sewer and water and electricity, was $65,000 per lot. And so we told them that would be a starting point for us with a price, so that we can pay off that part of the assessment for that lot.
Right.
And I know that the AEOA is going to be coming to us sometime this week, because they would like to do something with affordable housing, and they would like to look at some lots that are right on the Gunflint Trail. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the Cedar Grove Business Park, you're looking for a listing agent. You've already got one. But
yes, the listing agreement with Gunflint Realty is expired. And last night we brought up the fact that we need to have a listing agent of some type, somebody out there who's going to beat the bushes and see if we can sell these lots. Gunflint Realty, as most people know, is for sale. And although Tim Kennedy still continues to be a broker and his keeping his license, he's hoping to kind of phase out of the real estate business.
Contractors have a couple of complaints about some formalities they have to go through.
Well, it's a tough process, and sometimes when someone turns in a bid, we try to send out bids to everybody that we can think of, and there are certain, I shouldn't say everybody who can think of, because that's not really true. There are contractors who have signed up with the housing authority that we will send a bid packet to them, and other contractors can ask for them and they'll get them. But a lot of times what happens is they turn in a bid that's incomplete, or they didn't get it for some reason, and I don't know. I'd like to find out why. And I mean, we heard a lot of this last night, and if there's people out there that have tried to bid but they can't because they didn't get the packet, I'd like to know that. The second thing is when you're dealing with deed or the small cities, the bid process is very complicated and very drawn out and very specific. And if you don't follow the rules specifically, your bid can't be accepted.
Mm-hmm. Deed is a state agency, right?
Right, yeah. Yep.
Department
of Economic and
Something Development.
Yeah.
I knew it was on the tip of my tongue a minute ago. Oh, yeah, well, I imagine that they have a lot of hoops to make people go through.
Right.
And when Lutzen Mountains runs their water line up to the top of the hill so they can make snow with the agreement that they've got drawing water out of Lake Superior, it's going to go through the golf course?
Yes, it is. It goes through Lutzen Resort, through the golf course, to the ski hill. And there's an easement that needs to be a perpetual easement for the use of that water line and for the use of our property for that line to go through. And so we have to coordinate with Lutzen Resort, with the LMC, the Lutzen Mountain Corporation, and I believe with Odyssey Development, because it'll go partially on their property too. So we have to deal with all of that and get the easement, and Byers Heron is working with us and with the water department, the the water district that was formed in the Lutzen area for that. So
now this isn't going to go through the ninth hole or anything.
No, no, it's going to run right alongside hole number four. It'll go through the parking lot. We're trying to keep it as unobtrusive as possible to the golf course, but it has to, you know, there has to be an easement and it has to be done formally. So
now, is this thing above ground?
No, no, it'll be underground. Oh, okay. And then there'll be places where the golf course will tie off from that water line for its own irrigation.
Right,
so that's why we need the easement.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you again.
Oh, yeah. Another month.
Another month. If not sooner.
Mark, I'll be here.
Mark Sambo chairs the Cook County Grand Marais EDA, and they met last night. Thanks for stopping by and filling us in.
Thank you, Jay.